I invite you to the second part of the adventure with a thermometer hygrometer built from zero based on a PIC 18F2550, parts from a drawer, and programmed in the SDCC compiler without external libraries. In this part, I will run the ADC, i.e., the analog to digital converter, and realize, based on it, the brightness control of the display so that at night the segments do not shine too brightly unnecessarily. In addition, I will already start working on the housing here. In the previous part, I started a 7-segment display with 3 digits, based on multiplexing from a timer interrupt on the PIC, and then implemented a simple I2C support in software to take measurements from the AHT20. Thermometer, hygrometer on PIC 18F and AHT20, step by step, DIY from scratch, part 1. Here I will try to continue and improve this project. Here we go, minor tweaks. I started with some minor tweaks. The first thing I did was to reduce the resistor values, as the display was too dark though. Then I moved the ICSP connector from the programmer so that the whole thing protruded backwards rather than to the side. This was with the case in mind. Running the ADC. The next step was to run the ADC. I decided to use the A port pins, as I already have segments on B. The PIC 18F2550 has a 10-bit ADC. We read a 10-bit value from it, that is, in the range 0 to 1023. The results of the reading are in ADRESH and ADRESL, and it is configured in the ADCON 0, ADCON 1, ADCON 2 registers. In ADCON 0, we enable ADC and select the current channel. You can also check there if the reading has been completed. In ADCON 1, we select the reference voltages and which AN pins are digital and which are analog. In ADCON 2, we set the conversion time and clock, as well as the format of the result. At this stage, I can already see one small problem. In the project, I used AN0 and AN1 as digital pins for I2C, and I don't want to resolder the wires. However, from the PCFG3, PCFG0 table, it appears that it is not possible to set AN0 and AN1 to digital mode and, for example, AN2 to analog mode. I will have to change the ADCON 1 value after conversion so that I can use I2C again. Okay, now it's time to write the values into the code. Now it's time for the reading itself. The conversions are triggered by the GO pin. The microcontroller itself turns it off when the readout is completed. Ostensibly, you could do this in an interrupt or check this pin from time to time, but for the moment, let it be a blocking solution. Finally, I combine the two 8-bit words so that I get a 10-bit result. A value in the range 0 to 1023 can be difficult to process. For convenience, I will still convert it to a voltage. Now this needs to be tested. From a software angle, just use our display. Hardware-wise, it's no more difficult. Just apply a voltage from 0 to 5 volts to the pin of my choice. A potentiometer will do. Such a potentiometer has a tapping inside and is a voltage divider. I connected it between VDD and GND, and the tapping to the PIC's leg. Done. Time to check the operation. Display brightness control. The display at night does not need to be too bright to be seen and should not even shine too brightly. This makes it uncomfortable, tires the eyesight, and is disturbing. During the day, on the other hand, it is difficult to see the barely smoldering characters in good light. For this reason, it is worth trying to adjust their brightness level dynamically. A photoresistor can help with this. Its resistance changes with the light level. I have one myself, dating back to a very old time. Anyone know what device it might be from? I also had newer ones, but they were lost somewhere during the refurbishment. I removed the potentiometer and replaced it with a photoresistor and a regular resistor. I selected the ordinary resistor so that the different light levels covered almost the entire ADC range nicely. In the end, it came out that 0 volts on the ADC was a very dark environment, 3.8 volts was a typical bright room, and 5 volts was a torch light beam directed at the sensor. The next step is to implement T.